From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump's blueprint for reforming America's immigration system is drawing fire from advocacy groups at both ends of the political spectrum. The president's plan would provide a 10 to 12-year path to citizenship for DACA-eligible immigrants and give preference to immigrants with skills needed in the U.S. economy. It would also end a visa lottery that gave people across the world a chance to come legally to the United States and would increase border security by erecting a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Rights groups are criticizing President Trump's decision to keep the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, open. Noor Zafar, with the Center for Constitutional Rights, has helped represent Guantanamo detainees in federal court. She called it a piece of his broader anti-Muslim Islamophobic rhetoric that he's used to rile up his base. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrived in China Wednesday on a visit aimed at boosting economic ties with the Asian giant, the world's second-largest economy, ahead of her country's exit from the European Union next year. May began her three-day trip in the central industrial city of Wuhan before heading to Beijing for talks with the country's premier. She's accompanied by a large delegation of 50 British business leaders eager to expand their business in China. The Prime Minister will meet with President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Thursday before wrapping up her visit Friday in the financial hub Shanghai. She says she's eager to use her trip to lay the groundwork for a so-called golden era between England and Beijing. This is VOA News.